Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Light Outdoors. On the mic with you, it's Friday. We are quickly rolling downhill towards the weekend. We're actually being wind pushed in Oklahoma towards the weekend. It's blowing us right along. If we're not careful, we're going to wind up in Kansas this afternoon. So I want to share a message with you that I've been putting all kinds of things together lately. I've shared that with you. God's just been pouring in a lot. But what this particular message, I've kind of combined some notes and some thoughts. In what ways is being a Christian difficult? I mean, we've had this conversation. Some of us have had this conversation. I've had this conversation with many people that Christian life is difficult. It is what it seems. It's like it's hard to be a Christian. We're going to talk about that today. Anyone who tells you that committing your life to Christ makes your life easier, they're not telling you the truth. Fulfilling, absolutely. More joyful, certainly. But easier? Not on your life. In some ways, life gets more difficult after we come to Christ. The struggle against sin is more pronounced, for one thing. We deal with laziness and gluttony and swearing and anger and envy and self-centeredness and materialism and covetousness and intimacy issues. The temptations seem never ending. The world, the flesh, and the devil don't go away because we've stepped into a relationship with Christ. The 2,000-year-old list of sins in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21 is still familiar ground for those of us living in the 21st century. Beginning with verse 19 of Galatians 5, it says, "Now the practices of the sinful nature are clearly evident. They are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, total irresponsibility, lack of self-control, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions that promote heresies, envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior, and other things like these. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, that list is followed by another list, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is the change from the works of the flesh to the fruit of the Spirit that can actually prove very difficult. Accepting Christ as Savior means that we receive instant justification before God. Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, "For with the heart a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in his justification, that is, being made righteous, being freed of the guilt of sin and made acceptable to God. And with the mouth he acknowledges and confesses his faith openly, resulting in and confirming his salvation. We're reconciled to him, and we have all the legal rights and privileges of a son or a daughter. We're now heirs to the throne." John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. That is, to those who believe and adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. We now have a relationship with the very creator of the universe." What is often overlooked is that we also need to accept Christ as Lord of our life. Being a blood-bought child of God means that we give up the right to be ourselves. We give up our self and take on Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, "You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body." Now, this is the point where sanctification begins. And at this moment by moment, dying to self continues as long as we live in our earthly bodies. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside his selfish interests, and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to me, my example in living and in need be, suffering or perhaps even dying because of faith in me.'" The Spirit's regeneration sets off an alert system that lets us know things have changed. Sinful behaviors that we once found comfortable are no longer. The old way of life grows rather old. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he's a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Being a Christian is difficult because we must now confront our lives from a different worldview that comes with a new set of values, God's values. We're immersed in a world system that trumpets its ideals and slanders anyone who differs from that. Before we are saved, we accept that the world says, without even thinking about it, we didn't know anything else. But after we're saved, our eyes are open to the truth, and we can perceive the lies of the world. Fighting against those lies can be difficult. Being a Christian is difficult because once we are saved, we are suddenly swimming upstream against the current of the world that's around us. Though our appetites will change, our sanctification can be a difficult process. And that word, sanctification, means being set apart from. We're no longer the world's property. We belong to God now. Remember, we were bought with a price. So now this sanctification becomes a process, this setting apart from the world as we grow in maturity, in spiritual maturity. Friends no longer understand us. Our families question our new involvements and associations. Those we love often feel rejected, angry, even defensive. They don't see why we can no longer continue in our old ways. Being a Christian is difficult because it requires growth. God loves us too much to let us stay the same. Growth can be painful at times, and we usually don't like to leave our comfort zones, but positive change is always rewarding. And as we grow in Christ, we realize that God isn't just desirous of our conforming to a set of rules. He wants all of us. He wants a crucified life, given totally to him. We learn through obedience and trust to find rest in his guidance. Being a Christian is difficult because we must constantly say no to our own fleshly desires and yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We learn to handle conflict with grace instead of through retaliation. We learn to forgive rather than hold grudges. We learn to replace the vacillating emotions we once called love with true, unconditional love. We grow through the opportunity to die to ourselves daily, to become obedient to his word and his ways. Yes, being a Christian is difficult in many ways, but that's only half the story. The difficulties believers face are not tackled alone. Every challenge is met through the power of Christ who lives within us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence and peace. The faithful follower of Christ is never completely overwhelmed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9, it says, we are pressured in every way, hedged in, but not crushed, perplexed, unsure of finding a way out, but not driven to despair, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted to stand alone. We're struck down, but we're never destroyed. There are definite eternal rewards for following Christ. Luke chapter 18, verse 29 through 30 says, and he said to them, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers and parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times as much as this present age and in the age to come eternal life. We learn by experience that God's ways are better, they're safer, and they're more reliable than the world's ways. Our trusting obedience to God becomes the pathway to a transformed and abundant life. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that they may have life and have it in abundance, to the full till it overflows. Being a Christian is difficult, but being a follower of Christ is unmarkable. There is no comparison to live in this world. I look at my life today, and yes, I struggle. I have physical struggles. I have emotional challenges. I have challenges that face me all the time. We seem to be under spiritual attack on a constant basis these days. But yet I look back at my past. And I think there's nothing back there that could help me. There's nothing back there that could sustain me. There's nothing back there that could make me happy. There's nothing back there that would bring me joy. The only thing behind me is darkness. The only thing I see when I look behind me is where I once was. But I'm looking from where I am now. Yeah, there's struggles. Yes, there's challenges. But I know who I am in Christ, and I know who He's called me to be, and I know what He's promised. You know, I say this often. Financial difficulties are always a challenge for everybody. Finances are probably one of the largest struggles that most of us face in this day and age. And I joke around about, you know, God saying that He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and man, the cow market's pretty high right now. I'd sure like to sell 2 or 3 of those, because we could certainly use them to bolster our account right now. But God still cares for us. He still takes care of us. There's promises throughout the Word that talk about how He'll not leave us nor forsake us. He won't abandon us, and He won't leave us hungry. He always will provide. If He provides for even the sparrow, how much more will He provide for us? All we have to do is trust Him, and we've got to trust in His timing, because it's not ours anymore. You know, we don't belong to us anymore. We belong to Him. And we don't lean on our own understanding. We lean on His. And we don't think in terms of our time frames. We've got to learn to trust Him in His. So even though it may be difficult sometimes to be a Christian, to be a follower of Christ, the reward is unmeritable. I mean, there's nothing else comparable to the reward that we have by living a life according to the Word of God. He's calling us out to that place today. We talk about the spiritual warfare that we apparently are in right now, and how the attacks seem to come very strongly. We've talked recently about God's presence around us, and how incredible that is to walk in His presence. I can't even fathom what it would be like to be in the darkness of this world today without the promise of hope that I have within me. That's scary to me. It's tough the way it is, and I know what my future holds. But for those that don't, for those that have no idea, for those that are not connected to the vine of life, to those who don't know where the light comes from, what a scary and dark place that must be. So even though it may be difficult to live a life for Christ today, and He talks about the persecution, He talks about how the things that we will endure or have to endure and have to overcome. And honestly, as Americans, we don't have to go through a whole lot compared to what we see in the faithful ones that are overseas in some of the darkest places in the world. The fact that they are martyred for Christ on a daily basis in many places, literally being killed for their faith in Him. Killed because they carry a Bible. Killed because they read the Word. Killed because they speak the Word. We don't have to deal with that, at least at this point in the United States. We still have some of our freedoms. Speak them, get bold, and get loud. Let the Holy Spirit move in you and embolden you to broadcast the Word of God to whomever you can. Seek out that which is lost so that they may be found. There's coming a time, the Bible says that there's coming a time when we'll look for Him and we can't find Him. We won't be able to find Him. We've got to find Him now. And we've got to live for Him to the best of our ability, leading others to Jesus Christ. That's our role. That's our place on this earth today. No matter the challenge, no matter the struggle, keep your eyes on Jesus and know that He'll see you through. His eyes are on you. There's an old song, His eyes are on the sparrow. His eyes are on us. He's watching us. He cares for us. He wants to provide for us. He wants to love on us. But oftentimes, we put up the blockades because of the difficulties in our life. Let the barriers down and let God come in to His fullness in you. And watch what He can do in your life. Amen. Rhonda and I love you. We thank you so much for your support. Thank you for following along on our podcast. We're praying for you. We're praying that God uses you. We're praying that God blesses you abundantly. We're praying that God equips you for the battles that lie ahead. We will face some challenges. Things can be difficult for the life of a Christian. But in the end, I'll read to the end of the book. We win. It's in there. We win. And what glory will come when we find ourselves face to face with our King. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. We're praying for you. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for your support. We'll talk to you again real soon.